27. Junior partner.
Wait, what?
I asked while looking at my new companion in shock.
It's hard to wrap my head around how I ended up with a Japanese fox spirit as a companion. No offense or anything. I mean, you seem like you've got some cool powers, but that's my point. How did I end up with you? I spend most of my time crafting and running a business.
Zen let out a chuckle.
I am only as powerful as you. While that is true of all animal companions that call rangers friends, it is doubly so for me. Normally, an animal companion would simply gain power along a linear path parallel to your own. As you gained levels, so would I. Along with these levels, I would get some special abilities. Still, all you would have to do for me to gain strength would simply be level up, he continued. Due to your status as a master of none with several jobs combined with my ability to shapeshift, however, I gain exactly what power you do. Nothing more, nothing less.
I thought on what he said before it occurred to me what exactly he was implying.
Wait a second. You can shapeshift. You gain power as I do, and it has to do with my jobs. What, you can use my job abilities?
Not quite, but close, he said. Kitsune are known for their ability to transform into humans. Usually this is for deception or trickery. For me, it is to use your abilities as though I were you. To be more concise, I can transform into any of your jobs so long as you yourself are not currently using that job.
So that's why your power is limited by mine more directly, I stated, as I put the pieces together. It's not just gaining levels. I have to develop skills and unlock jobs for you to use more of your potential.
Now you make a lot more sense, Zen.
Who are you talking to, boss?
Dez said as she re-entered the room.
Ah, my apologies, Jack. She cannot see my spirit form. I will return to my corporeal fox form for now, so she doesn't think you're insane.
This is my animal companion I received as a ranger. His name is Zen, I said, introducing him to my bodyguard. At the mention of his name, he let out an excited yip and hopped in the air a bit. This was followed immediately by running up to Dez and sniffing her.
Aw, he's a cute one, ain't he?
She said. She reached down and scratched his head behind his ears, which earned a pleased trill from Zen. Yeah, he really is, but let's see what he can do in a fight, I replied as I continued deeper into the dungeon.
You're taking him into a fight? Came her shocked response.
About 5 minutes later, Dez had her answer regarding whether or not he should be fighting. When we encountered another patrol, I stayed in my ranger job and engaged. Zen immediately shifted into a humanoid form with slightly pointed ears and a somewhat elongated face. It looked like a mix between my face and his spirit form. When I inspected him with my perception, I saw he'd taken my thief job and was using some fairly basic equipment. I'd need to remedy that sometime soon if I could. Once their attention was on me, I saw Zen disappear into the shadows behind them using stealth. I parried and dodged the first few attacks from the group, even managing to cut one down in a few hits. Suddenly, another orc just died. It wasn't until his body hit the ground that I saw Zen standing there with two knives out that I realized what had happened. He got a sneak attack bonus for hitting them from behind while they were fighting me. The guards suddenly found themselves in a 2v2 and didn't care for the even odds. They went to run, but couldn't outrun my crossbows. I hit both in the backs of their legs with two quick shots each. That sent both to the ground. More than seeing it work, I was just happy that I hit where I wanted this time instead of hitting them both with a bit of Turkish revenge. After the anticlimactic finish to that fight, Zen and I fell into an easy routine. We found six more patrols like the first two on our way to the boss room, and each was easier than the ones before it. Granted, I was leveling up in both jobs, which made the whole thing easier as well. Zen explained that he carried no true levels himself, so all XP went to whatever job of mine he was using. All totaled, both jobs jumped to level 9, with Thief getting another 20 points in agility and Ranger getting 20 more in strength. Needless to say, Zen and I were already turning into a dangerous pair. The trade-off here was that I wasn't gaining rogue levels.
Dez reminded me again that I didn't gain simultaneous experience like with my crafting. When playing a combat job, there was an option to have all your experience go to your job like Dez had done, or split it. For now, I decided to leave it as is, so that it would make Zen stronger. Thankfully, his base stats were essentially just my rogue class stats, so when he equipped a job, he would have the same stats with that job as I would. Otherwise, he would have been grossly underleveled for this area. As we neared the boss room, I called for the group to stop so I could prep my ranged weapons and we could discuss strategy. According to Rowan, the boss of the dungeon was some sort of orc shaman that had once led a section of the Scrum, which was the name for the orcish army of this world.
If he's a magic user, our top priority must be to keep him from casting, yes?
Zen asked, still in his thief form. Apparently, he had caught Dez giving him strange looks and had opted to start keeping the hood of his cloak up. While it might have been modesty that caused it, in the end, it only made him look the part. That's right, Zen, I said in agreement. I'm going to focus on ranged attacks initially to keep a constant stream of damage going as we close in. Zen, you make your way along the outer edge of the room, assuming he doesn't have some friends waiting for us in there as well. Dez, your job is to just not be a total smartass.
It's called constructive criticism, boss, she said dryly.
I decided not to get her started, so I stood up and made my way towards the entrance to the final chamber. Everyone ready? I asked as I looked back and got nods to the affirmative. I stepped into the final chamber and was greeted by the sight of a large, named orc standing in the middle of the chamber, casting. I also had a message pop up from Rowan that I really did not have time for. I decided it could wait. Grunt Earthshaft was a level 10 priest, level 10 orc shaman, according to my perception skill. He also had around 2,000 hit points with an emphasis on had. My first salvo of arrows immediately took just over 250 HP off of the boss, and before he could retaliate with a spell, I hit him with a second round of bolts, shaving off just over a quarter of his health. This clearly pissed him off as he began chanting and gesturing for a spell. Unfortunately for him, he missed Zen coming in, who'd left to make a beeline for his back and started laying into him with double sneak attacks. He'd done just over 300 damage with basic daggers with his opening double backstab. He lashed out with another double attack, dealing about 160 damage and putting the shaman under the 50% mark on health. With his original casting interrupted and his health below 50%, Grunt began another chant. This one was twice as loud as the previous and visibly more draining on his mana. Blood was pouring from his many wounds as Zen continued to lay on the damage, but he wouldn't stop trying to cast. Nothing seemed to interrupt him. By the time I was readying my third volley, however, it looked like he could barely stand. In fact, as the last volley hit, he was no longer able to stand. He dropped to the ground in an incredibly anticlimactic fashion. Rowan clearly underestimated what I could handle with my current base class level and stats from my job. Speaking of, I remembered he sent me a message. Hopefully nothing had happened while I was fucking off in an underleveled dungeon. Jack, I just remembered something about that dungeon. I misspoke when I was telling you about the boss, lad. That orc shaman is just the boss's first form. Good luck in there and stay safe. Rowan. Oh no. Boom. 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 Well, fuck me.